كنت تعانق دمعة الفكر تناجي الله في صبر وترجو رحمة تسري فعاش القلب إخلاصا وصرت تحوم كالطير تحلق في ثقافات وتنهل من ربى الخير.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Hope you guys are doing well. Obviously, we're going to talk about what this video is and what the purpose is behind it. Before we get into that, and brother Imran's going to be sharing with us a verse in the Quran and going into the tafsir a bit from Ibn Kathir. Yeah, so inshallah, he's going to explain to us in detail how to find the true happiness that our hearts yearn for. So obviously, this message is to brother Alim. As you guys know him, you know, he likes his cars, etc. You know, mashallah, you know, he's got really nice cars, you know. May Allah bless him. And inshallah, that wealth is for the good purpose of his instead of bad, you know. Because obviously Allah gives wealth to everybody, but it doesn't mean it's for the good. So inshallah, it is for his good and his family. Now, brothers and sisters, you need to understand that every single one of us are created in a way where we yearn for something. And some of us think that happiness lies with cars, money, girls, houses, whatever it may be. And personally myself, coming back from that jahiliya days, this is what I used to search for, and I thought this was happiness, and I did chase it, only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me and made me realize that these kind of things will never make you happy. It just won't make you happy, you know. Even though I didn't drive as much as nice cars as brother Alim, you know, I had my little Vauxhall Corsa, but again, I did, yeah, you know, It did not make me happy, no matter what it was, no matter what car I had. So obviously that's why me and brother Imran, I spoke to him in the morning and I said, Aki, you know, I saw the Instagram of the brother and he looked like he's a bit upset. And you know, we all go through these stages in life as well. So I thought, you know what, let's do a brotherly message, because obviously you need to understand you're a Muslim, we're Muslim, do you get it? You know, if you're going through something, we should be there to help you, inshallah. So I discussed with Imran, you know, went through the Quran, found some amazing verses. So that's about it from me. And inshallah, brother Alim, this is for you, inshallah, Aki. May Allah bless you, inshallah. I'm going to give it straight to brother Imran, and he's going to share with you the ayah in the Quran, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum, brother. I want to talk to you directly, inshallah ta'ala.
Like he always does with everybody, mashallah.
Akhi Kareem, basically, first and foremost, this is not coming from a place of hate in any way, shape, or form. It's coming from a sincere place. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-deen al-nasiha." This religion is advice. So I'm just coming at you from a perspective of, brother, I see, you know, on your Instagram, you was down, you're a bit confused, you don't really have focus in your life, you said you're going through depression, and I just want to reach out to you and just share something with you that I'm confident, if you listen to me, bro, it will give you that clarity and eradicate that depression. It will show you how to rather eradicate that depression.
Inshallah.
In Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." Allah talks about a group of things that human beings naturally desire. Understand, it's natural, it's not bad, it's not wrong to desire any of these things, and Allah is affirming that for us. So some of these things, and these are the main things that we really do desire, Allah says, "Zuyyina lin-nas yuhibbu ash-shahawati min an-nisa'i wal-banina wal-qanatiri al-muqantarati min adh-dhahabi wal-fiddati wal-khayli al-musawwamati wal-an'ami wal-harth." Allah says that we have placed inside of the human being, zuyyina lin-nas, inside humans, the desire for women, because let's be real. Men like women, women like men, yeah, right? Yeah. You desire each other. It's like, yeah, one of the biggest desires out there, right? Yeah. Then upon that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, also the hoarding of gold and silver. Now, gold and silver, that time, to us, means money, cash.
Yeah.
You like money, akhi. Yeah. That was their currency. We need to start in peace. Yeah. But then Allah says something interesting. He said, "Khayl al-musawwamati." He said, "And very fully bred horses, like top of the range horses." My brother and sisters, by extension, who are listening, what is the equivalent of full, nice, bred horses today? Because you get horses, then you get the fully bred ones.
Like,
right?
Ferraris, maybe?
Exactly. Yeah.
Red camels.
Exactly. Yeah. They, remember, horses were a means of transport for them. The ones that Allah is talking about in this ayah, خَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ, these are the ones that are the supercars of today. And then Allah said, وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ, which is basically today's equivalent of businesses, 9 to 5, a good job, and a nice income, a nice career, in other words. So, akhi, Allah is affirming for us that He put, and Allah is saying He did this, He put inside you and me the desire for women, the desire for wealth, the desire for nice cars and a really good career.
Yes.
But then Allah said, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Now listen, this is the one who Himself gave this inside of you, now told you about it. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You know what this is? This is just from the provision of this worldly life.
Like pennies.
Yeah,
what's about to come?
Exactly. Yeah, Allah saying this just all of this, these big women, cars, all these things. It's just the worldly life. Yeah. But with Allah, in the law, husnul ma'ab. But what Allah has for you with Him, that's not in this world. What Allah has for you with Him is even better. If I was selling phones, you came to me to acquire this phone, and I told you, bro, I made this phone, I sell this phone, I know this phone. Guess what? It's a rubbish phone. Are you going to buy it? No, because the one who created the phone, the manufacturer of the phone, is telling you, actually, this phone is a waste of time. Don't purchase this phone. You're going to be like, yo, okay, I mean, you're losing business, but I'm not about to buy this phone. The same way, the one who created this earth, who created the woman, who created these super powerful rides and cars, he created our mind that manufactured these rides, who created wealth, who gives us wealth, businesses, gave us these opportunities, is telling you at the end of the day, you know what? It's not even worth a penny to me. We can have women, money, cars, that's fine. You can have a night, obviously, as a wife, not like women on the street or whatever have you. But the thing is, you have to have these things in balance. You have to have them with something else as well. They can't be your objective. They could be a means towards an objective, but they can't be the sole reason and purpose for which you live. Now, I'm not going to leave you hanging there, bro. And I want you to and I want to explain to you something, right? So what I want to do is I want to take you to the next ayah. Because in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what He does is He tells you that which is better. Indahu husnul ma'ab. Remember, that's which with Allah is better. Wa ridwanun min Allah. And Allah said, you know what else is better? Is earning Allah's pleasure. Bro, you know when you work and spend your entire life trying to accomplish something? And then you look towards those who you look up to and respect the most for their approval. Like your parents, for example. If your parents come to you and tell you, I am displeased and disappointed, that hurts. But if your parents, and if they are the ones that really mean the world to you, and they say, you know what, my son, I'm pleased with you. You could have nothing. You could have just brought home a little drawing you did at school in year 9, and they told you that will make you feel like you're on top of the world. Wa ridwanu min Allah is when Allah is pleased with you. That is real pleasure. That is real happiness. Now the question comes, what is the relationship between having a spiritual relationship with Allah and mine and your happiness? Well, it comes back down to mine and your essence. You see, Allah mentioned that these things in the previous verse, money, women, cars, that He put this pleasure inside of us. It's because they're not bad. No one's saying it's bad to have really nice things. It's, yo, Allah put that desire in you. And the reason He did that in us was because that it feeds our body. Remember, we're made from two components. We're made from our soul and we're made from our body. Sometimes we act like we're just a body, not a soul. The body is a material thing, so it requires material things in order to feed it, right? It needs food. It needs the body can't be like actually fed, you know, with things that are immaterial. You need to put material, tangible food in your belly, right, to feed you. But notice that the body, where did it come from? It came from the ground, because Allah created Adam, our father, alayhi salam, from the dirt that came from the ground. Now we feed our bodies nice. Our bodies are healthy. But guess what? We don't feed, and we deprive, and we starve. We don't feed our soul. Our souls are starving and hungry. And you know when you say, I'm feeling an emptiness inside you, your body is not feeling an emptiness. Your body is healthy, my brother. But it's your heart, it's your soul. Your soul is feeling weak. The depression is a result of having a disconnection with how to actually feed and nourish your soul. So you've got a very hungry soul right now, bro. Now in order, and wallahi, I promise you, my brother, the only way to get over this void you feel in your life is to now fill that soul up with healthy things. Now, where does the food for the soul come from? Which is a very rational question to ask. Well, it comes from the same place the soul came from. The same way the food for the body came from where the body comes from. The food for the soul comes from where the soul came from. Where did the soul come from? The amar, the command of Allah. Okay, the soul came from Allah. Allah gave us that soul. So guess where the food for the soul comes from? It also comes from what Allah gave us. What did Allah give us? Okay, Allah gave us the Quran. Okay, Allah gave the Quran. It's His direct speech. It came from above the heavens. Allah gave us the Quran. He gave us something that is from Allah's direct speech. And the way that we implement the Quran, the very basic way, is through the 5 daily prayers. So anything that we place our happiness and desires in, whether they be women, cars, anything from those, from that verse, women, money, wealth, cars, businesses, these things will eventually go, my brother. So if they are what our happiness is based on, our happiness will go. But guess what? If our happiness is based on Allah, even if these things leave us and our body is still starving, the fact that our soul is still happy is connected to something that's everlasting, our happiness will be everlasting.
Okay, as you heard from Brother Imran, mashallah, he explained it in a beautiful way. And also, I'm just going to share two verses in the Quran from you where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you forget my remembrance, indeed you will have a depressed life. And this goes to everybody, not just you, Aki, me, everybody. And Allah says, only with the remembrance of your Lord does your hearts find peace. Absolutely. So Aki, this is a message to us. We don't want to long it out. Inshallah, the battery's dying on the mic anyway. So we're shouting out for you. Inshallah, guys, please share this with the brothers' pages. We want to get through to him on Facebook. I tried messaging him. I don't know if he got back to me. But obviously, try to get this message out to him. And Aki, you know my Facebook. You know Imran's Facebook, Dawah Man. You can message him. You can message me, Ali Dawah. Well, whoever you want, Aki. It's up to you.
I don't really check Facebook messages. You can tweet him.
Twitter, you can check him on Twitter, Aki, whatever you want. Inshallah, just get in contact with us. We can come to you if you want. As brothers, we can sit down and talk. And inshallah, you know, we can learn stuff from you. We can learn about cars from you, inshallah. Maybe more, inshallah. And you can learn from us from different stuff. And inshallah, it'll be nice as brothers coming down and sitting down. That's about it from me, Aki. I'm keep looking at the mic because it's about to die. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you. May Allah grant you Jannah, Aki. That's about it from us.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Take care.